The Alaska School Activities Association adopted its new statewide citizenship rule during a meeting this spring here in Petersburg. It lays out minimum suspensions from competition and practice for students found using illegal substances. All Alaska schools have to adopt a policy, at least as strict, in order to have students compete in the upcoming school year. However, board member Gene Ellis was concerned about approving what could be a controversial new policy over the summer months.
This is one of those really hot issues that people do care a lot about. And I'm even a little concerned about, I guess we have to have something passed to at least be within their guidelines by fall for our students to be able to qualify. But I would prefer to possibly pass a more lenient version and then have hearings in the fall.
Administrators and coaches have crafted a local version of the rule using the statewide association's policy and making some changes. Both the statewide and local versions have what would be called a four strikes and you're out rule. Students caught using alcohol or drugs four times would not be allowed back in activities for the remainder of their school years. However, for the local version, it's a two strikes and you're out rule for kids caught using on campus or while traveling to another school to compete. Superintendent Gary Jacobson said that's one area where the state and local policies are different.
We show a distinction between the two. Our penalties for violations while traveling or on campus are more severe than they are when if they're caught, like an MIP or an MIC.
Yeah.
Petersburg High School's existing handbook already makes that distinction with a two strikes and you're out rule for using on school grounds or while on a school trip. Board member Ellis said she thought the proposed local version could be too harsh.
I guess I feel like a lot of these students are the ones that we really often want to have in activities because they need that extra incentive. And so kids screw up. We know they do. And they make poor choices. And I don't want to do something that I feel is going to be detrimental to them by making it like 1 year. It seems like an awfully long time if you're a freshman.
And another board member, Brian Haas, said Petersburg High has had strict punishments in place in the past, and they are not deterring kids.
We've kind of gone this route of severe, harsh punishment. We see that...
For the few that get caught.
Yeah, it's not working.
No.
I'm sorry, it's just not working, and I agree with it. I agree that we don't want to have our kids engaged in some of these activities that are unhealthy for them and other members of the community. But I also don't want to continue to repeat something that isn't being effective for us. And I'm wondering, is there something else that we need to be looking at or doing that gets us on target?
Both the statewide and local proposed policies allow some forgiveness of the penalties if students and their parents complete different levels of training and counseling programs. The local version also requires a student to perform community service hours. The education requirements were a plus for board members Randy Lantine and Barb Steltz.
So we're actually letting them know, okay, this is what this stuff is doing to you, you know, actually giving some help back instead of just shunning them and saying, okay.
Well, I think it's also educational component that I like is that it's involving parents in it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And I think that is really important. I think it's because it's not just the kid, you know. And that's involving. Instead of then it just being between the kid and school, it's between, you know, the kid and the parent have the chance to work together.
Steltz said she hoped to hear input on the proposal this spring from parents and community members as well.
Our role as a board is representing our community for our school. And I think, to me, I really am going to value parent and community input. And I'd like to see more than parents. Like to see the people from, you know, other people that have investments in our kids to give us some input on this so that we can make a decision that we feel is right for our community.
Sure.
The district has posted the new local proposed rule as well as its statewide counterpart on the district website. Staff said the public could also view a paper copy of the proposal at the district office. The board has scheduled a public hearing on that rule June 10th at 7 p.m. in the Wright Auditorium. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.